Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. NDA candidate Ramnath Kovind files nomination for presidential election in the presence of top NDA leaders, including the Prime Minister. ISRO successfully launches Earth Observation Satellite CartoSat 2 series, along with 30 nano-satellites into orbit. In Jammu and Kashmir, a deputy superintendent of police stoned to death by mob in Srinagar. Government announces 30 more cities for development of smart cities. CBSE declares NEET 2017 results for admission to MBBS and BDS courses. In the US, a bill seeking to revoke Pakistan's status as major non-NATO ally to the US introduced in House of Representatives. In Australian Open Badminton, Kidambi Srikanth to take on Sai Praneet in all-Indian quarterfinal today. NDA candidate Ramnath Kovind today filed his nomination papers for the presidential election in the Parliament House. Three sets of nomination were filed on his behalf. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President Amit Shah and several top leaders from the NDA accompanied Mr. Kovind when he filed his nomination papers. Senior BJP leaders Lal Krishna Advani and Murli Manohar Joshi, chief ministers of some BJP-ruled states and the heads of some other parties were also present on the occasion. Speaking to reporters after filing the nomination papers, Mr. Kovind said, "The office of president is not a political post and it should be kept beyond politics." He said the office of president is the highest constitutional post and in the past it has been adorned by eminent personalities like Dr. Rajendra Prasad, Dr. Radhakrishnan and Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam.
125 crore ki abadi wala apna desh duniya ka sabse bada loktantra hai. Rashtrapati pad is loktantra ka garima mein pad hota hai. Hamare desh mein sanvidhan sarvopari hai. और इसकी सर्वोपरिता बनाए रखना हमारी जिम्मेदारी है।
Stating that the post of president is above party politics, Mr. Kovind thanked all those who supported him and asserted that he will try to maintain the dignity of the post.
आज मैंने राष्ट्रपति पद का नामांकन प्रस्तुत किया प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में एनडीए के सभी घटक दलों ने मेरा समर्थन किया है इसके अतिरिक्त भी कुछ राजनीतिक दलों ने समर्थन किया है इन सब के लिए मैं हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं और सभी को विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि मैं सर्वोच्च पद की गरिमा को बनाए रखने के लिए हर संभव प्रयास करूंगा
The opposition's candidate for the post, Meera Kumar, is expected to file her nomination on the 27th of this month. The 28th of June is the last date for filing the nomination. The election for the president's post is scheduled for the 17th of next month and counting of votes will take place on the 20th of July. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today successfully launched rocket PSLV-C38, carrying Earth Observation Satellite CartoSat 2 series and 30 other nano-satellites into their orbits. The highly reliable polar satellite launch vehicle lifted off from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota at 9:29 a.m. This was the 40th flight of PSLV. Of the 30 nano-satellites, 29 are from 14 different countries, including France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Britain and the United States. The other is a domestic payload of a private educational institution. Around 16 minutes after liftoff, the rocket placed its main payload, CartoSat 2 series satellite, in orbit. CartoSat 2 series satellite provides spot-specific pictures in high resolution. The imagery of CartoSat 2 series satellite will be useful in cartographic applications and urban and rural applications. The data gathered by it will also be useful for utility management like road network monitoring, water distribution, land information system and geographical information system applications. ISRO Chairman AS Kiran Kumar congratulated the scientists after the mission was declared a success. He said it comes just 18 days after the fruitful maiden test flight of GSLV Mark III. Our correspondent has more on this.
Today's success of the PSLV mission reinforces the trust of global space technology users on the highly versatile launch vehicle PSLV. The CartoSat 2 series satellite is said to be an agile eye in the sky for India to devise development plans. Another highlight of today's mission is the reignition of the rocket's engine during its flight and meticulously reaching all the intended goals of the technology demonstration. This is the third time such a novel experiment has been put to use during ISRO space flight. The scientists of the space agency say the novel technology has given the confidence to launch several satellites in different classes of orbit in a single shot. It testifies to the novelty that is in the air in ISRO's ambience. Jai Singh, AR News, Chennai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated ISRO on its 40th successful polar satellite launch. In a tweet, Mr. Modi said ISRO has made the country proud. Congress President Sonia Gandhi also congratulated ISRO and the space scientists and engineers for the successful launch of the SLV-C38 mission. In Jammu and Kashmir, a deputy superintendent of police was stoned to death by a mob outside Jamia Masjid in Srinagar in the early hours today. The police officer has been identified as Muhammad Ayub Pandit, who was deputy superintendent of the security wing of police. The police spokesman said he was on duty when the mob attacked him. DGP S.P. Ved confirmed that the official was killed by the mob while he was performing his duties. He said the matter is being investigated.
The matter is being investigated, and whoever would be responsible will be taken to law. We have identified three people, and two of them have been arrested. The third one will also be arrested soon.
According to some reports, the mob attacked Pandit after he allegedly opened fire at a group of people. Another report said the irate mob of people caught him clicking pictures near Jamia Masjid in the early hours today. Reports said the incident happened when Shab-e-Qadr prayers were underway in the historic mosque. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti paid tributes to the police officer. She said the crime of lynching is actually a murder of trust and described it as a shameful incident.
He was here to protect the lives of people. मैं फर्ज अंजाम देने के लिए गया था कि ये बहुत ही शर्मनाक वाकया है जो लोग आपकी हिफाजत करने के लिए आते हैं सब्र तहमुल से काम लेते हैं अगर आप इस तरह से ये सलूक उनके साथ करेंगे तो खुदा ना खासा अगर इनका सब्र जवाब देगा तो फिर शायद वो पुराना वक्त ना आए कि आप सड़क पे झुकती देखते ही लोगों को भागना पड़ेगा मेरी गुजारिश है लोगों से कि अभी भी वक्त है कि हमें संभलना चाहिए.
In Darjeeling, Gorkha Janmukti Morcha GJM General Secretary Roshan Giri today resigned from the Executive Committee of Gorkhaland Territorial Administration, GTA. Yesterday, in a bid to step up their stir for a separate state in the Darjeeling Hills, GJM leaders had decided to quit the territorial administration. GTA is a semi-autonomous administrative body for the Darjeeling and Kalimpong Hills in West Bengal. Meanwhile, the overall situation in Darjeeling area remained tense but under control. No fresh incidents of violence has been reported today. The West Bengal government convened an all-party meeting in Siliguri today, but neither Gorkha Janmukti Morcha nor any opposition parties took part in the meeting. In another development, the state police has filed a Suomoto case against Morcha chief Bimal Gurung. He has been charged with murder and criminal conspiracy. Criminal cases have also been lodged against 24 Morcha leaders. The Supreme Court today constituted a medical board of 7 doctors of the SSKM hospital in Kolkata to ascertain the health of a 24-week pregnant woman wanting to undergo abortion on the grounds of fetus abnormality. The court directed the medical board to submit the report by June the 29th after ascertaining the health of the mother and the fetus. The woman and her husband have approached the apex court seeking permission to abort their 24-week fetus on the grounds that it suffers from serious abnormalities which could be fatal to the health of the mother. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. The government today announced the names of 30 more cities for development as smart cities under the Smart City Mission. With this, the total number of smart cities has gone up to 90. Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala has topped the list. Urban Development Minister M. Venkaiah Naidu announcing the new batch of smart cities at a national workshop on urban transformation in New Delhi said 45 cities contested for 40 available smart city slots, but only 30 were selected. He said there will be no compromise in selection of cities and quality of smart city plans.
The concept of smart cities has refined the the urban discourse in our country like no other idea and initiative. In one single stroke, the Honorable Prime Minister has fired the imagination of the people by proposing to develop 100 smart cities. And he has already told us these 100 smart cities are going to be act like lighthouses to inspire other cities to follow the suit.
Mr. Naidu said 20 cities will be contesting for the remaining 10 slots under Smart City Mission. The minister informed that the 30 cities announced today proposed a total investment of 57,393 crore rupees under respective Smart City plans. Union Minister Sushma Swaraj and Manoj Sinha today unveiled commemorative postage stamp to mark the completion of 50 years of the Passports Act 1967. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj said passport rules have been reformed in the recent past and efforts are being made to provide passport to the citizens at the earliest and at their doorstep.
पूरे देश में 50 किलोमीटर से ज्यादा दूर किसी भी नागरिक को न जाना पड़े ये लक्ष्य रखकर के हम मैपिंग करवा रहे हैं और तीसरे चौथे चरण में हम वो सारे के सारे पासपोर्ट सेवा केंद्र खोल देंगे जो 50 किलोमीटर के बीच में आते हैं ये है पासपोर्ट आपके द्वार.
Ms. Swaraj announced that the government has decided to issue passports in Hindi and English. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today announced the results of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test 2017 for admission into MBBS and BDS courses. The result is available on its official website www.cbseneet.nic.in. Around 12 lakh students aspiring to join medical and dental colleges across the country appeared for the exam. The result of NEET 2017 has been declared following the directives of the Supreme Court. In a relief to thousands of students, the Apex Court last month had allowed the CBSE to declare the NEET results. The bench had stayed a Madras High Court judgment that had asked CBSE to not declare the results. The NEET examination for admission to MBBS and BDS courses was held on the 7th of May. A bipartisan bill seeking to revoke Pakistan's status as major non-NATO ally, MNNA, to the US has been introduced in the House of Representatives. The bill has been introduced by Republican Congressman Ted Poe and Democrat lawmaker Rick Nolan. The legislation calls for revoking MNNA status of Pakistan, which was granted to it in 2004. In Pakistan, at least 11 people were killed and 21 others injured in an explosion at Quetta today. Four policemen were also among the victims. Police said the powerful explosion took place near the office of Inspector General of Police at Shuhadar Chowk on Gulistan Road in Quetta. The area is considered a high alert zone due to the offices of high police officials. In Australian Open badminton tournament in Sydney today, Kidambi Srikanth entered the semi-finals of men's singles. He defeated his compatriot B. Sai Praneeth in straight sets in an all-Indian quarterfinal. Srikanth won 21-23, 21-17. In the women's singles quarterfinals, Rio Olympic silver medalist P.V. Sindhu has bowed out of the tournament. In cricket, India will face West Indies in the first ODI at Queen's Park Oval, Port of Spain at 6:30 in the evening today. The Indian team led by Virat Kohli arrived in the Caribbean on Wednesday to play five ODIs and one T20 match against the West Indies. At the stock markets, the Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange quickly gave up all its morning gains and declined 104 points to 31,187 a short while ago. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange had dropped 43 points to 9,587. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. NDA candidate Ramnath Kovind files nomination for presidential election in the presence of top NDA leaders, including the Prime Minister. ISRO successfully launches Earth observation satellite Cartosat 2 series along with 13 nano-satellites into orbit. In Jammu and Kashmir, a deputy superintendent of police stoned to death by mob in Srinagar. Government announces 30 more cities for development as smart cities. CBSE declares NEET 2017 results for admission to MBBS and BDS courses. In the US, a bill seeking to revoke Pakistan's status as major non-NATO ally to the US introduced in House of Representatives. In Australian Open badminton, Kidambi Srikanth enters semi-final defeating Sai Praneeth in all-Indian quarter-final today. And with that, we end the midday news.